Okay, good morning, everybody. As we move closer and closer to Pesach, so we continue to sort of highlight the Pesach themes in the Mizmori Tehillim, which we've found is really not too great of a challenge. It's just such a fundamental part of our Yahadus, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's really there wherever you look. So Mizmor Samaches in 68. So we start talking about God's power and glory. The Matzeach David Mizmor Shir Yakum Elohim Yafutzu Eivav. These are obviously based off the psukim in Baaloscha, that forms such a prominent part of our davening. Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu eivecha v'yanasu misanecha mipanecha. So here we have it exactly in those words. But the ultimate praise of Hashem comes a few psukim later. Zamru shemo solo laroche baravos b'yashemo v'ilzu lefanav. So the Gemara Chagiga explains that Sol LaRoche BaRavos, that's the sort of like the highest level of heaven, and then in the very next pasuk, Avi Yisomim V'dayan Almanos Elohim B'mon Kodesho. This is what the Gemara Megillah calls B'makom Shatamotze Gdulaso Shamatamotze An V'Sanuso. That wherever we find God's greatness, that's where we find God's imminence. So on the one hand, it's Sol LaRoche BaRavos B'Yashemo. The ilzu the fun of that we should praise him in that respect, but that Hashem is like deeply, deeply concerned about every yachid. That's of course a model for Jewish leadership as well. Jewish leadership that's only interested in oratory and in the limelight and in the macro and the big picture. The visionaries that are not interested in the individual almana, and the individual yasom, the individual ani, and the individual who's depressed, who's fighting, right, a very dire medical condition, or whatever it is. So that's inauthentic Jewish leadership based on this principle that we have, that the Gemara quotes from this Mizmor Tehillim. Solo LaRoche BaRavos B'Yashemo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elevated above all the heavens, but Avi Yisomim V'Dayan Almanos Elohim B'Mon Kodesho. Okay, so then the Mizmor goes on. I just have to touch on a few points before we make the final point and my main thrust for the day, but there's some psukim in here that have such an outsized profile in terms of Chazal, in terms of our understanding of Yadus, that it would be malpractice for me, not to mention them. So Alisa LaMarom, further down in Tehillim, Shavisa Shavi, you went up to the heavens and you were able to take something captive. This is a reference to the Gemara Shabbos to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lakachta Matanos Va'adam Ve'af Sorim Lishkon Yo'alohim. So this is the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peites, where Moshe Rabbeinu is able to best the Malachim, who say, Mali Yilod Isha B'neinu, how is it that a human being has the audacity to want to have a part of the Torah? And Moshe basically says to them, well, don't you, what do you know about Torah, right? Well, you guys are perfect, but, what does it say in the Torah? And he starts with the Aseres Hadibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's our first Yetzias Mitzrayim reference of the day. Mi Beis Avadim. What were you, slaves in Egypt? And then it says, Lo Tirtzach. What do you guys have violence in the heavens? Obviously, yeah. It's a lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo sanever yechay chakra. You have liars up here? No, but unfortunately, amongst human beings, you have those who are not fair. You have those who are deceitful. You have those who are greedy. So the Torah needs to, prescribe what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. So that's to Moshe's eternal praise. Moshe kibel Torah misina, elisa la marom shavisa shavi. To go on a little bit, and then again, I promise I'll get to the, ultimate connection. So we hear in this Mizmor Tehillim, we also find the pasuk Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Yamo Slanu Ha'el Yeshua Seinu Sela. So here we have the famous Machlokes in the Gemara Beitza Daf Tezayin between Shammai and Hillel. So Shammai, the Gemara says, Tani Amar Laval Shammai Hazaken Kol Yama Vayochel Lechvod Shabbos. So I understand how you could eat the Chavod Shabbos on Shabbos. How do you eat the Chavod Shabbos on Monday or Tuesday? So the Gemara explains, Matzah behemana omer zol Shabbos. Matzah acharis noa hemena, miniach es hashniah ve'ochel es harishona. So Shammai, if he had a beautiful animal that came his way, on a Wednesday, he would say, let's save this for Shabbos, and I'll make do the next few days. Then another animal that was nicer came along, so he would take the first animal. He could have that for dinner Wednesday night or Thursday night. But when it came to Shabbos, he would always keep Shabbos in mind the entire week. Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, etc. But Hillel, right, and the Gemara is not voting which one is better, but Hillel Azaken Mida Acheres, Haisalo shekol ma'isav l'shem shamayim shenemar baruch Hashem yom yom, that he trusted that every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for him. Tani nami hachi b'shamayomer mechad shabayich l'shabasayich uveshalomim baruch Hashem yom yom. So not that one is right and one is wrong, right, but they're different perspectives. So Shammai said the default should be save everything l'chavod Shabbos, and Hillel would say, you know, chol ma'asachai l'shem shamayim, that we should always, you know, both trust that Hashem will provide for Shabbos, but also to recognize the glory of Hashem, you know, every single day, shekol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. It wasn't that Hillel was saying some kula on Shabbos, but that he felt that, you know, we should give bracha, baruch Hashem, yom yom yamos lanu, that Hashem is sustaining us every day, and He will sustain us on Shabbos. Okay, so I want to just touch in conclusion on two psukim here, which both have to do with bodies of water, but a very different kind of an orientation. So the pasuk says, Amar Adonai bibashan ashiv ashiv mitzulos yam, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back even from the depths of the sea. So here the Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, a Gemara that deals with the aftermath of Churban Bayis Sheni, tells a heart-wrenching story. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'Yisem B'Rabbi Ami V'Amri Lav Masnisa Tana Ma'isa B'Dalad Me'os Yiladim V'Yiladu Shenishbu L'Kalon, that our enemies, the Romans, had deviant practices with children, and they took 400 boys and girls for these purposes. So Gishu Ba'atzman L'Mayim Mizbakshin, so they intuited why the Romans had allowed them to live. So Amru Imanu Tovin Bayam Anu Boyim L'Chayolam Haba. So they started wondering, maybe it would be better to jump into the sea. Now normally we're very, very, very V'Chay Bohem V'Lo Shiyamas Bohem, the sanctity of life. And this is one of the main Gemaras that's debated between the Rambam and Chachmei Ashkenaz. Is it ever appropriate maybe to say that under certain circumstances life is not worth preserving? So we're not going to have that halachic discussion now, but just to read the Gemara. So Darash Lahen HaGadol Shavah, so the oldest of the children, he's a young child himself, Omar Hashem Yibashan Ashiv Ashiv Mitzulos Yam, our pasuk, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring us back even from the depths of the seas, Mibashan Ashiv Mibain Shinayari Ashiv Mitzulos Yam Elu Shetovin Bayam. So those children, once they heard this, Kevan Sheshamu Yilados Kach Kaftzu Kulan, so the girls jumped into the sea, V'naflu Sochayam, and Nasu Yiladim Kal V'chomer Be'atzman. So the boys, when they saw that the girls, you know, had the courage to do this, even though it would be more natural in terms of the Aveira that would be done to the girl, Kevan Sheshamu Yilados Kaftzu Kulan V'naflu Sochayam, Nasu Yiladim Kal V'chomer Be'atzman, V'amru Mahalalu Shadarkan Lekach Anu Shein Darkenu Lekach Halachas Kam V'chama Afim Kaftzu Sochayam V'leim Makasav Omer. Now, just it's amazing, you know, juxtaposition. So here we see Jews in the sea, fortunately not like Kriyas Yamsuf, coming out on the other side to sing in Az Yashir, but the Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. Just a little bit later on in the Mizmar, we have the classical description in Mikra of what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Sham bin Yamin Sayer Rodem Sare Yehuda Rigmasam Sare Zevulun Sare Naftali. So the Gemara Masechta Sota tells us that we all grew up hearing the Nachshon Min Aminada version of the story, but that's only one opinion. The truth of the matter is that the Gemara in Sota says, based on our pasuk, that as a matter of fact, it was Bin Yamin that was leading the way, you know, into the Yamsuf. The Tanya Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer Kshamdu Yisrael Al Hayam Hayu Shvatim In Aschem Zelmer Ani Yoreit Chilal Yam Zelmer Ani Yoreit Chilal Yam. So they were debating who should go first. Now, the other tradition was that they were fighting, right, who not to go. In Einan Yoreit Chilal Yam, V'Zelmer Einan Yoreit Chilal Yam, Kafetz Nachshon Min Amidada. That we all know. And with this tradition is that they're actually all fighting which one should go first, but Binyamin went first. V'Yarad L'Yam Tchila Shenemar, Sham Binyamin Sayer, the youngest amongst them, Rodem Al Tirke Rodem Ela Reid Yam, V'Yu Sarei Yehuda Rogmim Osam, and Yehuda was upset, Shenemar Sarei Yudarik Masam. And why does Binyamin, the youngest, get to go first? The Fikach Zacha Binyamin Hatzadik Venasa Ushpizchan Ligavura. Then he became the host of the Shechina of the Beis Hamikdash. Shene Emar, as the pasuk says, Uvein Kesefav Shachain, that Kadosh Baruch Hu would dwell in the territory of Binyamin. So it always seemed to me, and with this we'll conclude, it's what a remarkable juxtaposition. In the same Mizmor of Tehillim, we have Chazal referring to those who went into the Yam and never came out, and will not come out until the days of Tchiyas HaMesim, and certainly are amongst the greatest of the Kedoshim. When we think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's capacity, Mibashan Ashiv Ashiv Mimitzulos Yam, And just a few psukim later, we have the classical description of Kriyas Yamsuf, Sham bin Yamin Zoya Rodim Sarei Yuda Rigmasam, of Jews who went into the water only to come out on the other side, as Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Sashira Zos. We can be very proud to be part of a tradition that has both, right, both elements of Yardei Hayam. On the one hand, those who were Yared Layam, like the 400 children, Al Kiddush Hashem, they understood what it meant to sanctify Kadosh Baruch Hu under those terms. And we have Yardei Hayam in the sense of Binyamin, the Raid Yam, the Tzair Shebehem, was the Gibor Shebehem that had the courage to go into the Yamsa first. And particularly according to that opinion, how fitting and appropriate it really is. Of course, the Shvatim were in Egypt because of Binyamin. They had to come back, otherwise they would never have come back. They would have left Shimon, right? Vasima Eini Alav, Yosef had said they were there for Binyamin. And of course, they went back because of Binyamin. Anochi Arvenu Miyadi Tivakshenu. They were there in many ways because of Binyamin. So Binyamin leads them out of Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, "Sham Binyamin Tzair Rodeim Al Tikri Rodeim Ella Reid Yam." Everybody have a wonderful day.